Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. Today I want to talk about having courageous faith. You may have experienced adversity or trials lately. Perhaps you've had more than your share of heartaches and pain. Well, here's one of God's promises you can hang on to help you have courageous faith. It's from the old prophet Isaiah, and he wrote in chapter 41, verses 9 to 10, "For I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I'm with you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Oh, how wonderful to know that God Himself says He will hold you up no matter what you're going through right now. He will hold you up. Oh, that should give you courage to know that God promises you that you don't have to be afraid because He'll be with you. Oh, sometimes God doesn't fix our lives like we think He should. But through it all, His promise remains true. He will be with us, and He will hold us up with His victorious right hand. Since my theme for this program is courageous faith, I honor the thousands of people in many nations who hear this program in peril of their very lives. May God bless you and protect you. And when I think of courageous faith, I always think also of the various groups of Jewish people from around the world who leave their homes to journey to Israel to make a new life for themselves and their families. One such group is the recent return to Israel of the Chinese Jewish community who settled in Kaifeng, China, some 2,000 years ago. Well, after 2,000 years, they have come home to Israel. And older Jews, many of them Holocaust survivors from around the world, are making their way to Israel, the home they have longed for. They too are leaving their countries to come home to Israel. A few years ago, the most prominent Jewish diaspora leader, Ambassador Ron Lauder, spoke at the Feast of Tabernacles gathering of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem. He said, "After 2,000 years, the Jews have come home, and now we stand here tonight in our ancient homeland, in our eternal and undivided capital, together with our Christian brothers and sisters. Let me begin tonight with a very direct and heartfelt thank you." Oh, yes, just to remind you people listening in Israel, we true Christians in America love the people of Israel. And God says He Himself loves you, so that's a pretty good combination. Yes, it's taken much courage for the Jews to return to build their homeland and deal with the issues of their lives like we do. But after this song, I'm going to share about some people I personally know who have shown great courage. So here's a wonderful song about courage. It's Ivan Parker singing, "I'll Rise Again."
Say it isn't me. The day will come.
Yes, we will rise again with the Lord on our side. You know, with the world in turmoil, as well as perhaps your own personal world, it's time to talk again about having courage for our days and our nights. As I mentioned in the first segment, I'm talking about courageous faith. Courage when everyone is watching to see how you'll handle a situation, and courage when no one's looking. And only you and God will know of your struggle to do what is right. You know, sometimes we only see the wonderful results of an event in someone else's life and have no idea what courage and tenacity it took for that person to get to that place. Such is the story of Dr. Denton Cooley, a famous heart surgeon. I don't know him, but my friend Dr. Gerald Mann from Austin, Texas. Some years ago, he wrote to me about Dr. Cooley's story. Dr. Cooley is 6'4" and naturally had large hands and was told that his hands were too large to ever be a surgeon. But he didn't let that stop him. No, as a young man, he practiced for hundreds of hours tying strings inside a little matchbox. I can't imagine the frustration that he experienced and the tenacity it took to learn to do that. Well, later in one of his papers, Dr. Cooley would write, "He who does simple things perfectly will acquire the skill to do difficult things easily." Well, my friend Dr. Gerald Mann that I mentioned earlier is himself choosing to live in courageous faith. With the advanced stages of Parkinson's, he can no longer minister to the millions as he did on Sunday morning TV program, which brought great comfort to me, as well as millions of other people struggling with life. In spite of Parkinson's, he can still type on the computer and has written his book titled, "Oh Yes, You Can Begin Again." It's a book that's already ministering far beyond the confining walls of his home. Yes, that, my friends, is courageous faith. May we all choose to trust God for the strength and tenacity to walk every day in courageous faith. It might be this next song is a theme song for Dr. Mann, as well as for many of us. Here it is, "One Day at a Time," sung by Gary McSpadden.
I'm just a human, I'm only a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day. That's all I'm asking from you. Just help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. All the pushing and shoving are crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Yes, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Help me today. Do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Yes, Lord, help me. Today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Oh yes, as the song says, one day at a time, Lord Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. And that is God's promise to you. He will help you today. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. Well, my friend, Pastor Richard Dorst from California, tells of visiting London and going to the British Library, where they have many original ancient manuscripts. There, they saw the original score of Handel's Messiah. It's a wonderful example of courage and never giving up. It seems that George Friedrich Handel was at a crucial point in his career. He was best known as an opera composer, but it was rumored that Handel was at the point of giving up. Well, one day his friend Charles Jennens wrote Handel to persuade him to set to music a scriptural poem he had written. The subject was the Messiah. So Handel visited Jennens in Ireland. Their deep conversations and prayers prompted Handel to begin work on Jennens' text. What came to be known as the Messiah was first performed in Dublin 7 months later on April 13, 1742, and they performed it again soon after in London. Today it's one of the best-known musical works ever written, inspiring millions of people. And so these many years later, we're blessed because Handel had a friend, Charles Jennens, to encourage him not to give up. And the result is we are blessed hearing the magnificent Handel's Messiah. And even the King of England stood in reverence when he heard the music. Well, the reason I do this program is so that I may be one of those people to encourage you when you are facing life difficulties. When our life seems impossible, then it's time to believe God for a miracle. So here's David Sapp singing for you a song of encouragement. This is the place for a miracle.
This is the place for miracles, the place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today can grow. So walk toward the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. The broken, breaking chains of sickness and disease. Together we can see our faith growing. We will reap every harvest promised for our seeds. This is the place for miracles, the place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today will grow. So walk toward the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. This is the place.
This is
your place.
This is your place.
God's healing place for you.
Well, if you've been listening earlier, you know my theme today is courageous faith. I was reminded of a time some years ago when I had to muster up courage. Oh, this time it wasn't anything catastrophic like an illness or heart attack. No, I just needed courage to jump off a tiny little platform 90 feet up in the tops of the trees down in Costa Rica. My friends and I had decided we would do what is called zip lining. Well, they decided it and I was too chicken to back out. So we were each put in a harness attached to a cable strung between trees. And there were 13 platforms to jump to. You had to jump off into the air, swish along the cable at an incredible speed, slamming up to the platform. I just knew I'd be smooshed by the tree rather than landing on the little platform. I was so scared. Well, Randy could see my fear, and on the second platform, he leaned over to me just before he took off and said, "Samantha, I'm surprised at you. Just yesterday, you were talking about Psalm 91 and how it helped when you needed courage. Don't you remember in the middle of the chapter it says, 'No evil will befall you at noonday.' Well, it's noon." And with that, he laughed as he jumped off the platform, swinging through the trees, leaving me behind. Well, I did have to laugh. It was true. God said no evil would befall me at noon, so I chose to believe it. Besides, this really was a safe activity, even if it was scary. So from that moment on, I just relaxed, jumped off the platform, and enjoyed seeing the orchids and other flowers growing high up in the trees. beauty I hadn't seen before when I was afraid. So, dear friends, even though I have had tragedy in my life like you have, whether you need it for something important or just for swinging through the trees, know that the Lord is on your side and He will help you. So let's listen now to the Tallies as they sing, Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain.
Song of encouragement. We will rise again if we know Jesus. You know, one of my favorite people in the Bible is Elijah, a very courageous prophet. If we're going to have courage, we need to heed the words of Elijah when he said to the people of Israel in 1 Kings, How long are you going to waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. You know, sometimes wavering between two opinions is the worst place we can be. Scientists have proven that wavering between two opinions causes great stress in our bodies. Yes, stress takes a toll on our bodies as well as our mind, destroying any courage we might have. In Montana, they call it being double-minded or sitting on the fence. Yes, the Bible says a double-minded man receives nothing, which certainly includes wisdom and courage to make the right decision, doesn't it? I do know if we're willing to follow God's principles in our lives, no matter what it seems like. God will indeed send fire down to rescue us if necessary, just like he did for Elijah. Yes, God is still a God of miracles. We only need to have courage and trust to believe that he will help us, and he will. There's a scripture from Psalm 91 that I talked about earlier. It is verses 14 to 16. It says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Oh, what a blessing to know that this is God's promise to me and to you. It appears, however, that in order for the promise to be yours, you need to fulfill the first part of the scripture that says, Who loved me? Yes, that's it. We are to love God, and He promises that when we call on Him for help, He will answer and be with us in our trouble. And then let me share with you my favorite scripture about courage, from Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Oh, what a wonderful promise. God will never leave you or forsake you. And you can depend on God. When He says something, He does it. So as we close this program, may I offer a prayer for you? Pray with me in your heart. Dear God, help us choose to trust you to help us with whatever insurmountable difficulties we have in our lives. You're still the same God who rescued Elijah, and I know you want to help me be an overcomer in everything I face. Amen. Oh, I hope you prayed that prayer with me. Yes, God will be with you and help you. Well, my time with you is over, so do write or email me with your prayer needs. We want to pray for you. The announcer will give you the website and my Facebook information. I hope you'll tune in again. I'll be here, same time, same place. Remember, God desires to give you courage for your days and your nights. So keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.